see how we could have made it better.
Advanced techniques in the field of rhinoplasty. The third symposium on advanced techniques in rhinoplasty has started in Iran's capital of Tehran. The organizers of this event include Tehran University of Medical Sciences, along with the Rhinology Research Society. Leading domestic and international surgeons from countries such as Turkey, Canada, and the U.S. attended this conference. Top surgeons gathered in Tehran to discuss new techniques for correcting and reconstructing the form, functions, and aesthetically enhancing the nose.
Iran rhinoplasty is a very well performed operation, and there are many new advances in this area, minimizing the healing process, having a faster healing process. Also, we are trying to get natural results with less or better functional outcomes.
The most desired form of rhinoplasty today is keeping the original structure of the patient's nose intact.
We know very much now that when we're going to perform really good rhinoplasties, we want to reshape the nose and leave as much good structure there as possible. In fact, sometimes we like to put some cartilage grafts from within the patient's nose and move them around so that we can make the nose not only look better through sculpting with suture techniques, but also we can make it stronger so we create a rhinoplasty that's going to last a lifetime.
Surgeons explained to Press TV, many patients from all over the world come to Iran to have rhinoplasty because of the advanced surgeons in the country.
Because rhinoplasty is the most common plastic surgery that is done in Iran. And because of this, we have many patients from different countries, from Europe, from United States, from neighboring countries, come to us to undergo facial plastic surgery and rhinoplasty.
Statistics show in 2010, 56% of women and 43% of men in America were dissatisfied with their facial aesthetics, while 60% of women and 62% of men, or two-thirds of all people in the U.S., considered having plastic surgery. 11 million people in America had some form of cosmetic surgery in 2010, with rhinoplasty being the most common.
And there's great interest in this procedure. And in fact, rhinoplasty is the commonest procedure done for facial aesthetic surgery in younger people in particular, all up into the middle age group.
Leading surgeons throughout the world believe today rhinoplasty is the most common form of cosmetic surgery patients have performed.
Surgeons have explained that today the most common form of rhinoplasty is structural rhinoplasty as opposed to reduction rhinoplasty. This procedure prevents the patient from having the structure and the function of their nose be displaced so that the patient does not have any problems or complications of breathing after surgery. I'm Hossein Eskander, Press TV, Tehran.